Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to run marketing experiments, especially when you are at the very beginning or super small.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the reason why I want to talk about this with you, Heaton. I was emailing back and forth with a single founder that is just kind of just built an MVP and is trying to start his startup. And one challenge that he described to me was the challenge that he was trying to be super data-driven and super kind of experimentation driven, and was saying that he was, you know, trying all these different experiments, but it would take like a week or two to collect enough data. And then a lot of these experiments that he's tried haven't yet worked. And he was asking me if he was basically getting to a point where he was doubting that this will work well, and saying to me, is it the case that maybe just really well-funded startups with lots of people can afford to run all kinds of crazy A/B tests and all kinds of different growth experiments, because most experiments won't work? And when you are a one-person team with very little money, you don't have infinite time to just keep experimenting with great, crazy ideas that most of them don't work. You might have to just do bread and butter things that are like easier to succeed with, even if they're not necessarily as data-driven or as experimental in nature. So basically asking, are experiments only for big companies or for startups with more resources, or can a single person be super experiment-driven and try to grow their startup from day one based on running different tests and driving different experiments? And I could not think of anybody better than to state this problem to and get probably a funny reaction that's like, this is a totally wrong way of thinking about life. But here's that's the problem that he brought up to me. And I was super curious to hear your kind of first reaction on that.
Yeah, I think the killer here in terms of mentality is comparison. I think that's part of the problem. To me, marketing is just about driving traffic with a goal in mind.
Right.
Well, what's your goal? Well, your goal is to get traffic, figure out how you're going to find the right visitors that are going to sign up for your product, right? I don't think it's more complicated than that. But yet, I think people tend to make it more complicated than that. And the comparison isn't helpful. It's not helpful to be like, yo, these big companies can spend all this money, I can't. That's, I think, where the problem starts and ends, is when people start thinking like that. And that tends to be where I see a lot of people get in a lot of trouble, because they start really comparing themselves to larger companies instead of just worrying about, well, how do I get traffic? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Because that's what matters. Nothing else matters.
The other thing, though, is I think in this particular case, like I asked him what experiments exactly he's done. And it's like, I think it might be more of an issue, not of the experimentation, but of the trying way too complicated and sophisticated things way too early. Right. Mm. So he was describing to me, oh, I thought I'll try an email campaign. So an outbound email campaign. So I came up with this super, to me, over-engineered, over-complex way of scraping some email addresses. And then he wrote kind of four totally different emails with completely different subject lines. And he set up this email sequence and he spent like 2 weeks setting all this stuff up. And then he started sending these emails and realized that most people didn't open any of his subject lines. Right? So now you have a case of like, he spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks on this up on email experiment, and he has like not many results to show for. So he's like at a loss of what to do now. He's like, well, I ran this experiment. I thought the experiment would generate a clear winner and a clear loser, and based on that data, I would know what to do next to scale this campaign and improve and optimize it. But I've done all this work, and none of these emails really have worked. So now I sit here, I'm like 5 weeks of work, I have nothing to show for, and nothing I have learned. That was kind of one of his complaints, like I did all this. And to me, when I briefly looked over that outbound email campaign as one experiment, that he did some Facebook ad stuff, that I didn't have a chance to really look into. But it felt to me that he over-engineered and made something way too complex and already had like, you know, four different versions of things, but didn't get the basics right. So was sending emails to people didn't want to hear about it, or sending emails to people that don't open emails, or just had really bad subject lines to begin with. So if you have five different subject lines that are all bad, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like you're not going to learn or gain really real any insights by sending just five different ones. So that was kind of the, I had the feeling that he bought into this idea of being analytical as a founder and using data and running experiments until you uncover, like every time you run an experiment, you learn something and you learn what works better than before. And so it's kind of a thing that constantly pushes you forward with great momentum. And he's been doing this for 2 or 3 months and working really, really hard and feels like he's not getting anywhere. I think that that's, to me, it seemed like that was kind of a big part of this challenge and problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to do really involved, complicated things early on, and maybe you don't have experience doing those things, maybe you shouldn't do those things. Try doing things that are much simpler, easier to pick up. Not because you're a small company, but because it just makes your life easier and it's like low-hanging fruit. So early on, like, you know, you don't necessarily know what's going to get you traffic, but you can look at what other people have done in your space to get traffic and figure out what things you can do and then start doing them. So I think, you know, my process is always about, okay, this is my space. This is the customer I'm targeting. How do other people get traffic in this space? How have they done their marketing? And then I build from there. And the reason I build from there and the reason I start there is because if other folks are getting traffic in this space, then it's likely that those are the kinds of channels and experiments that I can also run myself. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, it sounds like pretty bland and boring, but at the end of the day, if you are looking to get traffic, your best bet is to start with what exists and what's out there and what you can kind of dissect and go, you know, and then go from there. And what you can dissect is how other people are doing things. And so I don't have an answer like, oh, go try these channels or these other channels. My biggest answer is just literally see what's working for other people, make a comprehensive list of it, like do some homework and then go figure out what you should do. Otherwise you might be stuck like the person you were talking to is just stuck in doing kind of things that he thinks are right, but doesn't really know if they're going to work.
Yeah. And we've talked about this many, many times. You know, you need to really take it one step at a time. This is actually impressive. I was surprised myself. In episode 30, so this is a while back, but still as relevant as ever. In episode 30, Heaton and I talked about how to get your first 10 customers, right? I would suggest listening to that episode. I think it goes back to the basics of like not overcomplicating, not over-engineering. It's a similar way of how we've taught ourselves as a startup community not to build the perfect and final product before we